This is the best moments of the Barbecue Central Show in 10 minutes or less. Ever wish you could re-listen to your favorite interview or segment? Do you enjoy hearing older shows for the first time in years? Then the best moments of the Barbecue Central Show in 10 minutes or less is just what you need. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Hello, friends. John Solberg here, your host for the best moments of the Barbecue Central Show in 10 minutes or less. Yeah, I'm a bit under the weather. I apologize for that. But I'm going to muscle through this because that's what we do here. We deliver a show every week. Doesn't matter. It's our commitment to you. We're not breaking that commitment. And we're not breaking our commitment to The Butcher Shop, who brings you this show every single week. They are purveyors of highly sought after Australian non-crossbred Wailara 9 Plus briskets that are always handpicked out just for you. The Butcher Shop has been retailing the finest meats for more than 15 years. And every week they're shipping out competition quality meats to many of the biggest teams in the competition scene across the nation. Simply put, teams who use The Butcher Shop win, and they win often. Even if you're not a competitor, you deserve the finer cuts. Great news, The Butcher Shop is shipping some of the finest prime, dry-aged Australian Wagyu and Japanese Wagyu steaks to people just like you and me who aspire to be the kings and queens of the backyard. The Butcher Shop always has Berkshire, Compart Duroc, Allegiance Duroc, and Prairie Fresh All-Natural Pork in stock. And again, it can be hand-picked out just for you. So let's review. The best competition briskets, they got it. The best pork selection, they got it. Giving you better overall options to cook at home, they've got it. They've got it. Give The Butcher Shop a call today, 850-458-8782. That's 850-458-8782. You mentioned the Barbecue Central Show. They're giving you 10% off your entire order each and every time. You can also check them out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheButcherShop. Shop is spelled S-H-O-P-P-E. The Butcher Shop, home of the 100% Australia non-crossbred Wailara 9 Plus briskets. And here by request, we're going back to 2017 and catching up with Dr. Barbecue himself, Ray Lampe.
If you got questions about barbecue or grilling, maybe as a hobby or even a business, looking to get an expert's point of view, why not ask Dr. Barbecue? You can submit your questions by clicking on the Ask Dr. Barbecue tab on the website. The doctor is in. Here's Ray Lampe with his nurse, Greg Rempe. Dr. Barbecue.
That's right. As always, Ray Lampe joining us here on the show. Hey, Ray. All right, so before we get into these Facebook questions, and we missed you last month because I was trying to play catch up, so I appreciate your patience there.
Sure.
Two things. Obviously, the restaurant update, which we'll get to here in a second. But earlier in the year, you were doing a weekly radio show on The Bone, and I wanted to follow up with you and see if that's still a thing and how The Bone is and all that good stuff.
The Bone is excellent.
Great.
It's going good. We're doing it every Saturday. It's a perfect time of year for me. It's going to be tough to do in the summer. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But I'm having a lot of fun with it. I was thinking about it when you were talking about it. We've had guests. So we've had, we're going to have Al Bubba Baker on this week. Remember that guy? He's the guy that patented taking bones out of ribs. Yeah. He was on Shark Tank.
Owns a barbecue place on the west side of Cleveland. Was a former Cleveland Brown. I have a terrible story.
Right.
I have a terrible story to tell you about him off air. But I'm
well,
not.
I got to hang out with him Saturday.
I am not a fan. I'll just say that.
Well, that could be interesting. But anyway, we had Myron on once. We had. I mean, I'm calling in everybody I know. We had Simon Majundar was on with us one time. Chef Rusty from the Zac Brown Band was on with us, and Melissa Cookston, and Carl Ruiz was on us with us the other day. I don't know if you know who Carl is. He's on Guy's Grocery Games all the time, and he's just a really funny dude. So we've been having a lot of fun with it. We kind of veered off of just tailgating to just food. Because tailgating was just, for one, Ian, who's my partner, played in the NFL for 10 years. He'd never tailgated in his life, so he doesn't really know anything about tailgating. So we veered back to food, and we're having a blast with it, and people seem to like it. We'll see what the future holds. Doing a Saturday afternoon thing isn't exactly prime time, but it's the number one station in town across all levels, and so it's pretty cool, man. We're having fun with it.
Do you find that you're receiving kind of a similar topic of question each and every week? Are there certain things that people go back to all the time?
We haven't taken a lot of calls. I don't know if we were getting them or not. We kind of try to have a theme of our own. Mm-hmm. So let's say we're going to talk about ribs this week or pizza or whatever it may be. And we do most of the talking ourselves and then have a guest usually.
Ray Lampe joining me here on the show. Ask drbbq.com if you have a question for an upcoming show or visit the website at drbbq.com. I wanted to ask you one more radio show thing. Are there podcasts up yet or some way to get an archive to go back and listen? Because in the beginning, you couldn't. And if you're not local to wherever that radio station is, you can't really hear it.
Well, you could listen live. If you download the Bone app, I don't know what you find when you Google
app.
That's what Byron always runs into. If you Google butt rub, you find all kinds of fun
stuff. Oh, yeah, that's right.
But you can actually listen live. If you get the app, it actually works fine. But other than that, they're not archiving it, and I don't know that much about it. Ian's a radio guy, and we have we're being treated very well, so we have, like, engineers doing it and stuff. So I just kind of stay out of it. I just show up on Saturday and talk for a couple hours.
All right, Ray. So the other item to get caught up on is the restaurant. Obviously, you know, we've seen a little bit of a delay with paperwork and the red tape and all
bit,
that.
Man.
Factor in that little hurricane that took place. Where are we at this stage of the game?
We are rolling. I drove by there today. There's electricians working and plumbers working and stuff. Now, this is the preliminary work. The big work hasn't quite started yet. But the good news is we have permits. We are working. It's probably going to be 4 months of building.
Wow.
It's a huge, yeah, it's a big project, you know. But it was a brutal 7-month delay waiting for permits. I mean, things are really jumping down here in St. Pete. You sort of understand, but man, it's a killer. We're okay. It's a big project for us. We know it's a long-term investment and deal, but it just, I can't help thinking about the guy that cobbles together 50 grand or 100 grand to open his lifelong dream of a restaurant, and then he sits there for 7 months bleeding, waiting for permits, you know? That's just what I keep thinking about it. I'm glad it wasn't me that did that because, you know, it's a long time, man.
Are there, like, time frames that are coming due here before you would actually to get open where things need to start getting paid for or paid back? I guess the better question is, you guys aren't in a bad financial situation because of the delays, or is there a potential for that?
No, we're not. We're fine. Roger and Suzanne are really the people with all the money on the table, and they understand how this kind of stuff works. They're as disappointed as we are. We're not that surprised. They bought a lot of real estate. They bought the building and the adjacent parking lot to go for this project, and bought it, and it sat there for 7 months before we could do one thing. So, you know, you certainly bled out a little bit, but nah, we're going to be fine.
All right, Ray, so let's go ahead and jump into the Facebook questions. We got
good questions this week.
Decent,
yes,
handful of questions,
to see that.
No doubt. First one is from Gary Craig saying, looking hopeful for Grill Stock 2018. Could we be seeing you in the UK again next year? And are you allowed to say that? They sure hope so.
Yeah, Gary, Dr. Evil from England. I don't know, Gary. I got to be honest. I have not been in touch with anybody. John and Ben are no longer owning, running, whatever, Grill Stock, and they are my guys. They are my contacts. No one from the current Grill Stock administration has even reached out to me. Oh, I don't know that I want to take that call. Anyway, John and Ben are my friends. It just wouldn't be the same without them. So, unfortunately, I probably won't be going for a Grill Stock festival, if one even happens this year. You never know. You know, hopefully something miraculous will change or something will replace the Grill Stock festival with a new name and we can have the same sort of thing happen because we had a lot of fun there over the years. I will miss it dearly, but it's not looking good for 2018.
And you've certainly been kind of a building block ever since that thing started to happen with John and Ben getting out. I mean, if you had a phone call, would you really not entertain something because you have an allegiance with John and Ben? Is there not a personal / business to consider at that point?
It'd be hard. It'd be hard to to do it without them, I'd talk to them. You know, if everybody was happy with each other and it was just a business situation, fine. If it was hostile against John and Ben, I wouldn't do it.
All right, so we'll see what happens with that, Gary. So hopefully that kind of answers your question at this point. Kind of seems up in the air. David Bosca, I don't know if you've ever heard of him. He's a little upstart competition guy. He also does some injections and rubs and sauces. He asks Ray this: out of all your years working in the barbecue industry, can you name your top five favorite times, or maybe even top two or three, for instance?
Hey, find out what Ray had to say over at the BBQCentralShow.com. Link in today's show notes. It's going to take you the complete episode. You don't want to miss this. This was a really good show. I want to thank Steve Ray from Steve Ray's Midnight Oil and Barbecue Supply down there in Tennessee for pointing this my way and getting the show done. You want to get your own show done? You can do that too. Drop me an email, John, J-O-N, John, at the BBQCentralShow.com. I'll see what I can put together for you. As always, I appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks for your support. And until next time, on the best moments of the Barbecue Central Show in 10 minutes or less, I'm your host, John Solberg. I look forward to talking to you again soon.